Tom King back here at Buco Park as we go to the fifth inning. Austin Schulfer back out there. He's retired five in a row. Went 1-2-3 back in the fourth. It'll be Luke Strick to lead things off here for the Lumberjacks in the fifth inning. Strick struck out his first time up, but reached on a wild pitch. First pitch from Schulfer fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Lumberjacks will return to action Monday night, weather permitting, on the road at Appleton North, a non-conference game. The 0-1 pitch, that's outside. Appleton North and Wausau East, of course, share a division for football only. So they are playing a non-conference baseball game on Monday. Next pitch, Strick hits it hard on the ground, is short. Kleismith up with it. The throw across is going to be in time for the out. And there's one down here in the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Tanner Denke, the center fielder. He bounced back to the mound. Actually hit a little number between first in the mound that Schulfer fielded and threw him out. Schulfer's been cruising right along here. First pitch is fouled out of play, and it's 0-1. Schulfer threw a no-hitter earlier this year. In an earlier start, the 0-1 pitch to Denke. That's chop foul. He went after a high one. It's 0-2. Lumberjacks do have a hit tonight. Willie Brand doubled down the left field line back in the third inning. That's the only hit for East in this one. Nothing in two on the Lumberjack center fielder, Tanner Denke. East baseball is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Next pitch from it's 1-2. The wide and the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did, and he's gone for the second out. Tanner Denke tried to check his swing, couldn't do it. And there are two down here in the fifth inning for Jordan Heiding. Heiding has reached on an error and struck out in his two trips. And he bats here with two outs, and the base is empty in the fifth inning. Schulfer's first pitch bounces well in front of the plate, and it's 1-0. Heiding steps out now, trying to slow down Schulfer's rhythm a little bit. A 1-0 pitch. Fastball. Low and inside. And it's 2-0. A wind in the 2-0 pitch. Foul back. Heiding with a cut, but he was late, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Schulfer, now time called. Schulfer continues to throw the pitch. Late time call by Heiding there. And by the home plate umpire. 2-1 the count. Heiding digs back in. Schulfer ready. Here it comes. Fastball, that's low and outside. 3-1 now. Three and one, the count to the East shortstop. Schulfer winds and fires. Fastball, that's outside. Ball four, and Heiding will draw a two-out walk here. Just the second walk issued by Schulfer here this evening. And with two down and Heiding at first, Willie Brand will come to the plate. Brand has struck out and doubled. I'll tell you what, if Brand can find a gap, Heiding can score from first. And Brand definitely is a gap hitter. Heiding was on base back in the first inning, and Schulfer threw over about four or five times. Heiding didn't run. Now he throw over again, thinking that he may want to go with two outs here and try to get down into scoring position. But down three runs, I'm not sure that you run him in this situation. We'll see. Stretch by Schulfer. And the pitch. And there's a line drive base hit to center field for Brand. He's got two hits on the night. And the Lumberjacks have a couple of runners here. Brand has both hits tonight. And with runners on first and second, that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher. Gritzmacher has bounced to the mound and grounded to short. Now getting some fresh baseballs in from the bench, being wiped down by both dugouts, trying to keep dry balls in play. It looks like the rain has pretty much stopped here now. Maybe we're in that window between the two storm systems. Looks like we might get this game in. We are just in the fifth inning, though. Now Schulfer's going to call time, and Malik's going to go out, and they're going to change the signs with the runner at second base. There was a definite chance that they were not going to even start this game back between 7 and 8 o'clock when it was raining. They were getting the field ready, putting diamond dry and turfus and stuff on it, trying to get it ready while it was still raining. And right up until the time that they determined that they were going to play, there was a good chance that the game was not going to be played. Gritzmacher fouls this out of play, and he's in the hole 0-1. But they decided to take a shot, and it looks like it's going to work out. Nothing in one to Gritzmacher. Runners take their leads. Long look in by Schulfer. Now the stretch. Now a pickoff attempt at second, but Heiding was only off a couple of steps. Wasn't off very far at all as the shortstop slid in behind him. And as Schulfer wheeled to throw to second, Heiding was back easily. The stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. Fastball. Misses. And it's... he called it a strike. 0-2. It looked pretty good. I couldn't understand. He didn't put the arm out, though. It must have been a late call. 0-2 now on Gritzmacher. Long look in. Runners have their leads. And the pitch. Breaking ball. That stays high, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Gritzmacher's job is to put the ball in play here. See if Schulfer goes with that big yakker again. He's had some success with that, getting East hitters to chase it out of the zone. There it is, and it stays high and in, and didn't break that time. 2-2 now. Two balls and two strikes. So what do you look for here now? Long look in. Now he gets the sign he wants. Here it comes. Breaking ball again, froze Gritzmacher, and he takes strike three, and the inning is over. And East leaves two runners on base here in the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. And the score after four and a half innings of play remains Stevens Point 3 and the Lumberjacks nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Buco Park as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Spash leading 3-0. There are a couple of guys here in shorts tonight. That's pushing it just a little bit here. They cannot be comfortable. It is a cold, wet night in Stevens Point tonight. But we have baseball, and the Lumberjacks wanting to keep the game right where it is right now. 3-0. The Spanish will send up the middle of their order. Aaron Nickel, Mitch Malik, and Andrew Ruzick to face Ben Schubring, who is out for his third inning of work. Nickel has walked twice and scored one run here. Eight walks and one hit batsman by East pitchers tonight. First pitch is outside, ball one. They were able to work out of a couple of jams back in the first and then getting a double play to limit the damage in the third. Next pitch is looped into left center field. That's going to be a base hit. Nickel dumps one out there. He got jammed a little bit on the pitch, was able to fight it off and dump it into left center field. So a leadoff single for Aaron Nickel, and that'll bring up Mitch Malik, the catcher. Malik has struck out and walked. And Craig Terpstra is going to come down, and are they going to get a runner here for Nickel? So Nickel will come out of the game, and a new DH will enter. Colin Durnett will be running for Nickel. All right, so a pinch runner for Nickel at first base, and now Mitch Malik will get ready to dig in. Now a throw over, and the runner dives back in safe. Nobody out, one on here in the fifth inning. Left-handed hitting Mitch Malik at the plate. Schubring ready to work. First pitch is inside, ball one. Long look in. Now Schubring throws over again. And the runner dives back in again. Next pitch is driven in the air to deep right field. If that's fair, it's gone, and it is going to be a home run. No, foul ball. Foul ball called by the home plate umpire. Foul ball called by the home plate umpire. Man, I don't know if that was foul or not. That looked fair. That looked fair. Home plate umpire called it foul. Frank Terpstra's coming out of the Spash dugout, was coming out to celebrate the home run. Obviously, we have no replay in high school baseball, but boy, that looked fair to me. But the home plate umpire had a better angle than I do. He's standing right on the line, and he called it foul, threw his hands up in the air, and it will be a long foul ball. Nothing to argue about now. The call's been made. He's not going to change it. Second base umpire, or the other umpire's out by second base. He's not going to overrule it because he has no angle. So the Lumberjacks get a break here, it appears. Malik just crushed that one. He turned on an inside fastball and just crushed it right around the foul pole in right field. But called foul, and so he'll get back in the box. Now hitting with a count of 1-1. Runner takes his lead. The stretch by Schubring and the pitch. Breaking ball, that's hit hard, but foul down the first baseline again. Malik getting some wax here against Ben Schubring. It's 1-2. I'm not sure you want to work him inside anymore. Throw it somewhere else. Runner takes his lead at first. Now Schubring throws over. Runner dives back easily. Lumberjacks scheduled to play Appleton North Monday, Rhinelander on Tuesday, both on the road. Next pitch outside. That's a good spot to work him, but Malik lays off, and it's 2-2 now. The check of the runner, the stretch by Schumer, again, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball stays outside and high, and the count now full. Schubring not really having the feel of that curveball totally tonight. He's thrown a few good ones, but not enough. Now a throw over to first again in the runner back. Normally, maybe on a warmer night, he would have better command and throw more of his curveballs for strikes. Full count. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That's driven in the air to left center or to right center and deep. And that is going to be off the base of the fence in right center. One run will score. Malik's going to stop at second with a long double to the gap in right center field and an RBI. He turned on another pitch and crushed it, this time to the gap in right center. Dernan, the runner, the pinch runner, scores all the way from first. And an RBI double for Malik. And that'll bring up Andrew Ruzick, the left fielder. It's 4-0 Stevens Point. He got all of that one. Stretch by Shubring and the pitch. Breaking ball. That one drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ruzick has struck out and was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded back in the third inning. Shubring the stretch and the pitch. Another breaking ball. That's driven in the air and deep. That's long gone to left field. That is just a monster shot, and it's gone for a two-run homer for Andrew Ruzick. So all of a sudden, they are teeing off on Ben Shubring here in the fifth inning. Just a monster home run to left field for Andrew Ruzick. And just like that, it is 6-0. And that's going to be all, I believe, for Shubring, as Steve Heinrich will take a walk to the mound. And let's see who's next. Unless they're going to have Shubring stay in. Well, now they're going to bring Luke Strick into pitch. All right. Well, we'll talk about this when we come back. We'll take a break while the new pitcher warms up. And when we return, still nobody out here in the fifth inning. It's 6-0 Stevens Point. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Buchholz Park. The new pitcher is Luke Strick. Comes in from second base to pitch. Adam Peterson enters the game to play second. Ben Shubring is out, so Peterson will hit in Shubring's spot. And the first pitch from Strick grounded towards second base. Peterson up with it. The throw is in time to retire Aaron Winch for the first down of the inning. One pitch, one out for Strick. And an interesting choice as a Strick. And now we're going to get a pinch hitter for Stevens Point. DJ Kroner is going to hit for Kleismith. Left-handed hitter, nobody on here with one out. The stretch by Strick in the pitch. That's a little bit high, ball one. So Widmark started, Schubring relieves, and now Strick comes in a 6-0 game. With games coming up on Monday and Tuesday, next pitch from Strick is in there for a strike inside corner, and it's 1-1. The stretch and the pitch, foul back out of play. Strick pitches from the stretch even with nobody on base. 6-0 Stevens Point with three runs here in the fifth inning. An RBI double by Mitch Malik and a booming two-run homer by Andrew Ruzick. Now time called at the plate. So it'll be interesting to see how they mix and match the pitchers next week. Curveball, and that misses outside. 2-2. Especially in the early games next week. The 2-2 pitch. That's lifted in the air down the left field line, but it's going to drift foul. And fall into foul ground out there. And the count remains 2-2 to pinch hitter DJ Kroner. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Kroner digs back in. Strick ready to work. The 2-2 pitch. That's a fastball high. Pops out of the glove of Romanski back to the screen, and the count runs full now, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on here in the fifth inning. And the payoff pitch. Fastball chopped toward first. Corbett is going to field it and take it himself for the second out. So two down now here in the fifth inning. And are we going to get another pinch hitter here? Matt McHugh will hit for Michael Frelick. Two down, nobody on, and the left-handed hitting Matt McHugh stands in. So Strick has done his job, has come in and slowed down the Panthers a little bit. First pitch to McHugh is a little bit high, ball one. And the pitch, fastball outside, 2-0. Strick last pitched in the victory over Wausau West, it was a couple of Tuesdays ago, went the distance, 8 strikeouts, only gave up 1 run. It wasn't earned. Next pitch is fouled out of play. Kind of thought he would get the start here tonight, but instead he started at second base, and now we'll pitch in relief here in the fifth. And the pitch, grounded towards short. Hiding takes a tough hop. The throw across is going to be in time, a little bit high, but Corbett able to glove it and get the out. So Strick comes in, faces three hitters, gets three ground balls, and the inning is over. But Spash gets three runs on three hits. There were no errors and nobody left. And the score after five complete now, Stevens Point 6 and East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast training for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
New boyfriend or just friends? LOL or OMG? Call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeBorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeBorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Buco Park as we go to the sixth inning. A new pitcher for Stevens Point. Austin Chover's night is done. He threw five innings. Didn't give up any runs, just a couple of hits. Ten strikeouts for Shulfer tonight and a couple of walks. Aaron Nickel, the DH, will come into pitch here and throw the final two innings, I would imagine, for the Panthers. And Adam Peterson, who just entered the game defensively last inning, will lead things off for East here in the sixth. 6-0, Stevens Point with the lead. Nickel finishing up his warm-up tosses. And a reminder once again that tomorrow, D.C. Everest baseball right here, weather permitting, doubleheader action. Split doubleheader, I think. First game begins at 10:45. There are two teams coming down from the Northwoods, Rhinelander and Gladstone, Michigan. And the Lumberjack or the Evergreens play the first game at 10:45, pregame 11 o'clock first pitch tomorrow morning. Chris Conley will have the call from Mark Simon Field at D.C. Everest, weather permitting. All right, Adam Peterson digging in here to face Nickel to lead things off in the sixth inning. First pitch is high and inside, ball one. Lumberjacks need a lot of base runners here to get back into this one. They trail it 6-0. Weren't able to do much with Schulfer. Here's the next pitch from Nickel down low and inside, 2-0. Only Willie Brand could solve Schulfer here tonight. He had both hits. Nickel ready to work the 2-0. High and outside, and the count 3-0 now. Next pitch is a ball as well, and Adam Peterson draws a leadoff walk here in the sixth inning. And Ian Corbett will stand in. Corbett has struck out twice, once swinging and once looking. Let's see what he can do with Nickel here. The stretch, Peterson with his lead at first and the pitch. That's down low, ball one. The stretch, the 1-0. That rides inside, now 2-0. Malik goes out to have a conversation with his pitch. And Giese, the first baseman, comes in as well, trying to get Nickel to throw some strikes here with a 6-0 lead. Worst thing he can do is put men on base with free passes. The check over at first. And the pitch. There's a strike at the knees. Corbett taken all the way, and it's 2-1. The stretch. And now time called at the plate. Corbett digs back in, and Nickel ready to work. Peterson takes his lead, the 2-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-2. They've made some good pitches on Corbett tonight, working the edges. He gets back in there, and the pitch. That's chopped right side. First baseman Giese will take it himself, get the out. Peterson advances to second. But now with one down, runner at second, Sam Romanski will bat. Romanski's hit the ball hard twice tonight, but right at people. Hard ground ball to short, and a line out to second base in two at-bats. And he stands in now with a runner at second base. Once again, Smash has not given up a run at home this year so far. What is it now, 31 innings? 30 innings? 30 innings without a run scored. First pitch to Romanski in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. I mean, that's pretty impressive. A stretch of that many innings without giving up a run here at home. Next pitch, Romanski pops it up. Playable for Giese. He comes into foul ground, drops the ball. Had it, and it squirted out of his glove. Wasn't an easy play. He was running full speed to gather it in near the Smash dugout. But he'll be the first one to tell you that he should have made that catch. Squirted out of his glove. And the count now 0-2 on Sam Romanski, but he's got life. So Nickel will toe the rubber again here, and Romanski will dig in. The stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Reached out and just got a piece of that, fought it off, and followed out of play. Count remains 0-2. Nothing in two to the Lumberjack catcher. Nickel, a long look in, and the pitch. Chopped up the middle. The throw across is going to be in time for the out. And the runner, Peterson, moves over to third. I think that's Kleismuth who re-entered back at shortstop, makes the throw across, and there are two down now for Bryce Widmark, but a runner at third base. Widmark has struck out twice tonight. We're in the top of the sixth inning, Stevens Point leading 6-0. They scored one in the second, two in the third, and three in the fifth. Pitch from Nickel to Widmark is inside, ball one. The stretch and the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Malik. That probably saved a run right there. And it's 2-0. Once again, as we said, not much room behind home plate here at Buechel Park. So every play is an adventure on a pass ball or wild pitch. Next pitch to Widmark is in there for a strike. Cut the heart of the plate. A little above the belt, and it's 2-1. I mean, that's the kind of pitch right there, 2-0, you want to take a hack at. Take a pitch right down the middle, 2-0, man. Next pitch, that drops down low and inside, 3-1 now. We've talked about that before, that Bryce, and he's not alone. A number of these Lumberjack hitters take way too many good pitches. 3-1 count, and the pitch swung on, foul tip, and the count now full, 3-2. The stretch by Nickel. Long look, now the pitch. Fastball that's driven hard, but foul into the Stevens Point bullpen area. And the count remains 3-2. Nickel shakes it off, gets the sound he wants now. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. He got him with a high fastball, and the inning is over. For the Lumberjacks here in the sixth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. Score after 5.5 remains. Stevens Point 6, East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Buchholz Park in Stevens Point. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Spash leading 6-0. Luke Strick out for his second inning of work. We can close the book on Ben Schubring. Two plus innings, two strikeouts, two walks, three hits, three runs, all of them earned. And it will be the top of the order for Stevens Point. John Barnes will lead things off. Barnes has bounced to first, had an RBI ground out back in the second, and popped out to the third baseman in the fourth. 0 for 3 with an RBI for Barnes tonight. Barnes, Slowinski, and Geezy scheduled to hit here for Stevens Point in the sixth inning. Strick winds and fires, drag bunt attempt, and it goes foul down the third baseline. And it's 0-1. Strick can bring it when he wants to, and he's also got a decent curveball. If you had to say who the number one pitcher on this East staff was, I would say Luke Strick. I think these coaches would agree as well. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted in the air and fouled out of play, and he's ahead 0-2. No runs, two hits, one error for East. Six runs, four hits, and one error for Stevens Point. Strick ready to work. Curveball. Strike three called. Outside corner. Just got the corner with that breaking ball, and Barnes is gone for the first out here in the sixth inning. So four up, four down for Strick here so far. And Jake Slowinski stands in. He's got a double, fly to left, and walked in three trips. First pitch, breaking ball drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Slowinski hit a line drive double over the center fielder's head back in the first inning, but only made it to third base when Widmark worked out of the jam with a couple of strikeouts in that first. Next pitch from Strick, fastball. That misses outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and the pitch. Breaking ball lifted in the air to center field, but playable. Denke out there and will make the grab for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Cal Geezy, the first baseman. Geezy has walked twice, scored a run. He's also struck out. Strick ready to work to Geezy. Here it comes. Foul back to the screen. Jammed him. And it's 0-1. Nothing in one here. Lumberjacks looking ahead to the seventh inning. Strick scheduled to lead off. Denke and then the top of the order hiding to bat. Here's the pitch from Strick. Fastball high. Ball one. 1-1. Looks like the rain has stopped, so they are going to get this ball game in here tonight. It certainly looked problematic earlier in the evening. A 1-1 pitch. That just misses inside, and it's 2-1. Didn't miss by much. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-2 now. Luke Strick ready to work again, and that's way inside. Might have hit him, and I think it did. skimmed his shoulder, so Giese will head to first. First runner to reach against Luke Strick. He had retired five in a row. And now Aaron Nickel will bat. Nickel has walked twice, singled, scored two runs so far here tonight. And he bats here with two outs in the sixth inning and a runner at first. Strick tried to come in with a fastball there. Ooh, throw over. And close play, but the runner is back. He tried to come inside to Giese that time, and that pitch just skimmed his shoulder. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball rides outside, and it's 1-0. Nickel looking down for signs. I don't think they'll run here, but you never know. Runner stays where he is. Ground ball, base hit into right field. And it's going to be Giese going first to third. The throw comes in, misses the cutoff man, and slides into the outfield, but Giese will stay where he is at third base. And the runner, the hitter, Nickel, will stay at first. So the errant throw did not affect the play. Runners stay at the corners with two down. Ground single for Nickel into right field. And Mitch Malik will come to the plate. Malik has struck out, walked, and has an RBI double, also scored a run back in the fifth. Runners at the corners. Strick trying to work out of it here. Two outs in the sixth inning. Out of the stretch and the pitch. And he nails Malik right in the ribs. That couldn't have felt too good. Malik will trot down to first base. Strick trying to work inside and not having a whole lot of success right now. Two hit batsmen in the inning. And that will load the bases here with two outs. And Andrew Ruzick, who hit a booming two-run homer to left field back in the fifth inning, gets a chance to bat here with the bases juiced. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Big cut. He didn't get it. Don't leave that one hanging up. That had some good downward movement to it. You leave that one hanging, it's going to be in the pine trees. The stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Another breaking ball popped up. Could be playable. Corbett comes over to take a look. Strick as well, but it's going to land in the Spash dugout. And it's 0-2. He threw another breaking ball. Left that one up a little bit more than the last one, but all Ruzick could do with it was pop it up foul. It's 0-2 now. So now the getting game starts. Are you trying to sneak a fastball by him or do you throw a third straight curve? Obviously, you want to try to bounce one. You got to have a lot of confidence in your catcher with the bases loaded here to bounce a curveball. Let's see what he does. And he strikes him out with a fastball on the outside part of the plate. Ruzick is gone and the inning is over. Four Spash here in the sixth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and three left. Score after six complete remains, Spash 6. And the Lumberjacks nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball Fox Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at Bucol Park. Got some defensive changes. We'll try to get to those for Stevens Point here. A new pitcher, Alex Lee, coming into the game to pitch. for Spash. So Nickel goes one inning. No runs. One strikeout, one walk. And now Lee will come on for an inning of work. Lumberjacks trying to get on the board here and break this 32-inning scoreless streak for Stevens Point pitching at home so far this season. They have not given up a run at home this season. 32 consecutive innings. And Luke Strick will lead things off for East here in the seventh. Last shot. Strick struck out but reached when there was a wild pitch. And he also has grounded out to short. Tanner Denke, the on-deck hitter for the Lumberjacks. So Strick stands in. Lee's ready to work. First pitch is a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. The wind and the pitch. There's another strike. Belled high right down the middle, and it's 0-2. I'm not sure what Strick was looking for, but it wasn't that. Pretty good pitch. Nothing in two now. Lee quickly ready to work. Curveball swung on and missed. Strick is gone, and there's one down here in the seventh inning. And this is just showing you the depth of this Stevens Point pitching staff. They can just keep running guys out there. Schulfer, Nickel, and Lee, and they've got Giese, who pitched yesterday. Next pitch from Lee is a strike at the knees to Denke, and it's 0-1. Spash, obviously the cream of the conference this year. There's no question about that. Next pitch swung on and missed. Denke chased a breaking ball outside the zone, and it's 0-2. The question is, how far can they get in the tournament? Can they get back to state? Next pitch is nubbed toward first. Lee getting over there, but the first baseman, Giese, will take it himself. And there are two down here in the seventh, and the Lumberjacks down to their final out. Jordan Heiding, the shortstop, will come to the plate. He reached on an error, struck out, and walked in three at-bats tonight. Lee ready to work to Heiding. First pitch is fastball outside, ball one. The wind and the pitch. That's down low, and it's 2-0 now. The 2-0 pitch from Lee rides inside, 3-0 now to Jordan Heiding. If Heiding can reach, Willie Brand will bat. The 3-0 pitch. Ball four inside, so Lee issues a four-pitch walk to Jordan Heiding here. And the Lumberjacks have a runner in the seventh for Willie Brand. Brand has the only two hits of the day for East, a double back in the third and a single. He also struck out back in the first. And he bats here with two outs, center runner at first. The stretch and the pitch down low, ball one. Five in a row issued by Alex Lee. And now we get a little delay. Now I guess we'll be ready to go again. One ball and no strikes. The count on Willie Brandt. They're going to play behind Heiding at first, doubting that he will run. I would imagine he won't. Here's the next pitch, and Brand lines one foul toward the East dugout, and it's 1-1. Now they throw that ball out of play, all wet, so they'll get a fresh baseball, and we'll get set to go again. One ball, one strike, two outs. Lumberjacks down to their final out here. Stretch by Lee and the pitch. That's down low, 2-1 now to Brand. And the pitch. Brand hits it hard, but right to the shortstop. They'll go the short way to second base for the force out, and the game is over. And the Stevens Point Panthers pitch another shutout here tonight as they defeat the Wauseast Lumberjacks by a score of 6-0. We'll come back and recap it all for you after this. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Now I'd like to spend some time here for a public service announcement. The Lakers got bailed out by D'Antoni saying he's leaving. And on D'Antoni's side of it, he walked away from the best job he's ever going to have the rest of his life. Just because they won't pick up your option year. You know, when you're 27 and 55, you don't get your option year picked up. I'm sorry, you have no cachet. You have no leg to stand on. You have zero leverage. None.
It's Jason Smith.
You can see it coming.
Weeknights at 9 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Buchholz Park as the Spanish Panthers defeat the Lumberjacks here tonight by a score of 6-0. And once again, their pitching was dominant here tonight, giving up just two hits on the night, both by Willie Brand. No runs, two hits, and one error for the Lumberjacks with eight men left on base. Spash scored six times, five hits, one error, and nine men left on base. They scored first in the second inning. A couple of walks, and then an RBI ground out by John Barnes drove in the run. They got two more in the third. RBIs for Andrew Ruzick on a hit-by-pitch with the bases loaded, and then a sack fly by Aaron Winch, and it was 3-0. And then three more runs added in the fifth inning. An RBI double by Mitch Malik to the gap in right center, and then a booming home run to left field by Andrew Ruzick. A two-run shot, and that accounted for the rest of the scoring here tonight. Austin Schoelfer picks up the win. Five innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, two walks. He gave up no runs. Aaron Nickel pitched an inning with one walk, no strikeouts. And Alex Lee pitched one inning, no strikeouts, and one walk for Spash. Bryce Widmark took the loss. He went 2+, giving up three runs on one hit. Six walks tonight, though, for Bryce, two strikeouts. Ben Schubring came in, pitched 2+. He gave up three runs as well on three hits, two strikeouts, and two walks. Luke Strick finished up two innings, no runs, gave up one hit, and had two strikeouts and no walks. With the win, Smash goes to 4-0 in the conference and 9-2 overall. And with the loss, the Lumberjacks drop to 4-4 overall and 1-4 in the Valley Conference, and scheduled to return to action Monday night when they travel to Appleton North for a non-conference game. We'll have that game live for you right here. Pregame show at, well, I take that back. We will have that game on a delayed basis. That'll be the second half of our doubleheader on Monday. First up will be a makeup game between DC Everest and Wausau West. That will be the first game of our doubleheader on Monday, followed by East and Appleton North right here on Fox Sports Radio. Well, that's going to wrap things up from here. Thanks to Crystal, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again, and thank you for listening. Lumberjacks couldn't do much with Austin Schoelfer and the Spanish Panthers here tonight. Stevens Point gets the win, 6-0. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Wausau East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
listening to Wausau East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Langray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.